to Living with Moxie, where Shefali Burns and Donna Martouche, authors, entrepreneurs, and leaders in the world of business, education, and coaching, share ideas, resources, and strategies from the hosts and their guests to provide you with the leverage you require to meet and exceed your business and personal goals. Join us for unique insights from outstanding achievers in business, relationships, health, finances, and living as they share strategies, wisdom, and lessons learned on the path to extraordinary living. Are you ready to live with Moxie?
Hello, everybody. Hello. It's Donna Martouche here with my amazing co-host, Shefali Burns. And how are you doing today, Shefali?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm excited to be here this week on Living with Moxie. Very excited to be here. And we have a very interesting topic for today.
Yeah. Breaking the glass ceiling, creating beyond your dreams. You know, I was thinking about that, as I was waiting to go on today. And I was thinking, wow, we've put some limits on ourselves. You know, that's why we have these glass ceilings, you know. And even creating beyond our dreams, it's like, wow, we limit ourselves sometimes by our dreams. It's amazing how we do that to ourselves. And where does that even come from? Those are some of the thoughts that I was pondering just now before we came on live. So it's going to be an interesting conversation that we're going to have. And as well, you know, we're going to share some tips and tools and techniques and strategies that you can use to break that glass ceiling, to really create beyond your dreams and really create what you would like in this lifetime, you know, in this moment, in this now moment. Right, Donna?
Yes, absolutely. You know, one of the things that you said that is really where I think maybe the best place to start is the idea of something that could sound confusing to people if they don't know how you and I actually think or talk. And that's the idea of your dreams actually could be the limitation that you have. So can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, let's talk about that. You know, it's amazing how life changes, you know, over time, and how when we're younger, we have certain ideas about what life should look like. And as we get older, those ideas slightly change. But, you know, when I was younger, for example, you know, my dream, my vision for my life, you know, was very simple, you know, and simple is good, but it was very narrow-minded, focused, right? Narrow focus. So for example, I at that time was happy to, you know, work in the government. And I remember one of my dreams at that time when I was working in the government was to reach a certain level. You know, that was my dream, to reach that level. And, you know, at that time, you know, it felt good. It's like, yeah, I would like that. I could do that. I could achieve that. And it wasn't really a stretch from where I was. I wasn't really outside my comfort zone. It was a possibility, right? But it was still a dream because I wasn't there yet. So now, you know, my life is completely different. And when I look back and thinking, oh my goodness, that's really what I wanted. That was so not really very much as far as I'm concerned now. You know, it's like, oh, I can't believe I wanted that. You know, it's like, that's so small compared to what, you know, I desire to have now and what I am having now. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And it makes sense that it's just sort of like at the time you wouldn't have seen that as a limitation in any way. At the time it seemed like, you know, that was a pretty incredible goal, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep, it was a goal, right? But it wasn't anything that was beyond, you know, something that was like totally out of reach, totally different. You know, it was within the parameters of what I was seeing and experiencing in my life. So when we talk about breaking the glass ceiling or creating beyond your dreams, it's about getting into that space where you're doing something totally different than, you know, or wanting to do something totally different than what you've experienced before, what you've seen before. So it's a different ball game. It's a totally different, you know, book in a page in a book, you know. It's like, it's from a different perspective.
Are you there, Shefali?
Yep.
Okay, so something really weird just happened, and I don't know if it's on my end or yours, but I didn't hear anything you just said, and then I was talking, so I don't know who they just heard, me or you. I'm not sure. I didn't hear anything you said for a whole entire, I don't even know how long. So I just want to apologize to everyone for that technical difficulty. And if this minute sounds a little bit confusing, I don't even know how to fix that until I listen to it in hindsight. So we apologize. And we will certainly let the radio station know.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah. So what?
And it's happening a few times.
Yeah.
It keeps happening though, Shefali. Can you just look at you just check your settings just to make sure. I just want to make sure we're both good as far as that goes. And I missed it. So I'm going to let you carry on from there, from where you left. Let me just tell you what I was just saying when I thought we dropped you, and it could have been me that was dropped. I'm not really sure. Was that, you know, when we decide what our dream is or what our goal is, it's a decision. There's no question. So very often we grow up and we think that this is what we're going to do. And we come up with this idea. And sometimes that's even ideas that was sort of given to us that we just accepted as our own. Or we made the decision at like 10 years old and never gave ourselves permission to even question whether that was exactly what we wanted to do. But there's often no question as far as what it is that I can create. What would I love for my dreams to be? And you and I always talk about questions, but the thing is, once you actually make the decision about what your targets are, very often most people are not shooting higher than that.
No.
So and that becomes part of your glass ceiling.
Yeah. Exactly. And that's kind of what I was talking about, is that the glass ceiling is basically only what you've seen before, you know, from other people, you know, other people in that industry, other people in your circle, you know, so that glass ceiling is just what they have done. So you think that you can only go that high or that far, you know, because that's what they've done. So, you know, they're a great example. But we're talking about going beyond that glass ceiling, breaking that glass ceiling, and really coming from that place of something totally different, a different perspective, a different idea, a different way of being for you, that you are asking, okay, what do I really want to do? What do I really want to experience? What can I create in this moment? And that's what we're talking about here when we're talking about creating beyond your dreams, even, because it comes from asking yourself, what do I want? Not just going by what you've done in the past or by what other people have done that you've seen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it absolutely does. I heard that. That part I heard perfectly fine. Thank goodness, because I was starting to get nervous. And I actually have people messaging me saying during that period of time they didn't hear either one of us, so that we should let the radio station know that our show was cut off, just so that you know. But thank you for that. I appreciate that, that people are giving us the information. Okay. So thank you, Linda. Thank you for that. Information. Okay, so I want to apologize because you missed all of the brilliance that Shefali said, and I just know that it was brilliant, and you missed all the parts that I said, and we're very sorry. I'm not sure what happened. And basically what really we're talking about was the ways that our glass ceiling is set by the decisions that we make, not necessarily by this outside force that is well beyond or outside of us that we don't have control over. Although we do talk about, and you hear about very often, things such as, okay, well, you know, it's the good old boys club, or it's this or it's that, that decides, you know, how far this person's going to go in a company, or how far you're going to be able to make it in society, or what a woman can or can't do. But we've seen that once somebody actually chooses to go beyond that, you can, right? So once somebody says, no, I'm going to be the person who does this, it actually begins to show up and they do it, even though they've previously been told that that's not possible because it never was possible before. So where are you? So I guess one of the questions I might ask is, not that I want you to focus on limiting yourself, but where are you actually limiting yourself without realizing it? And you look to that. The easiest way to find that is to look at the decisions you made about what it is that you would like to do, or what it is that you think or decided that you can do or can't do. In order to clear that out of your way and start coming up with something different. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And that's the first step in being, is to be aware of where you are functioning from, you know, where your thinking process is, what decisions have you made, and how they're playing out in your life now, in your life or your business, in your career, whatever aspect of your life that you like to focus on. But knowing where you're coming from, so then you can choose to go in a different direction if you so choose, right, if you want. And then, you know, you can see, have your decisions given you what you have wanted, right? Are you seeing the results of those decisions in a way that is empowering and inspiring and expansive, or are you feeling stuck? Are you feeling limited? Are you feeling like, oh, I could do more? You know, is there that feeling of wanting to have and be and do more? You know, sometimes, you know, we have that feeling, right? It's like there's more that we want to do, and you know, that's when you really want to start asking the questions of, what is that? What does that look like? How does that feel? And what would it take for that to show up?
And is it really true? You know, so one of the things that comes up is, oh, we have a break. Well, all right, everybody. So think about that for a couple minutes, and we'll ask you some more questions when you get back.
Conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Spiritual, metaphysical, green living, psychic, alternative healing, life coaching. Do any of these or similar terms apply to your business or cause? If so, you are in a niche market with a very specific audience. Conscious Gate PR is the world's leading conscious public relations agency. With a global reach of over 4 million and growing, we offer comprehensive media campaigns to our targeted market. Learn more at ConsciousGatePR.com. Conscious marketing for conscious minds.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
There is no death, only a change of worlds. Chief Seattle. Deborah Livingston is an award-winning intuitive psychic medium whose international services include mediumship, spiritual assessment, animal communication, and spiritual mentoring. She is a published author and a trained shaman. Deborah provides evidential messages from spirit and departed loved ones. Learn more at devlivemedium.com. That's D-E-B-L-I-V medium.com.
Whoa.
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hello, everyone. We are back on Living with Moxie here on OM Times Radio. I'm your host, Shefali Burns, and we have our co-host, Donna Martouge, here as well today. And today we are talking about breaking the glass ceiling and creating beyond your dreams. What does that look like? How does that feel for you? What kind of questions are coming up for you around the decisions that you have made with your life and living? So, you know, have you been limiting yourself? Have you been aiming low? And could you aim a little bit higher or different, right? So it really comes down to taking a look at your entire, well, let's pick one focus anyways, a part of your life where perhaps it's not going as you would like, right? So where have you been limiting yourself? Where have you been feeling stuck? Where have you been having that thought and feeling in your mind about, you know, there's more I want to do, I could be doing more, I could be better, I could be bigger, I could, whatever it happens to be. So think about those areas, and then we're going to talk about how you can start to break free of those limitations, break free of that thinking, break free of those patterns, which, you know what, may not even be true. You know, so we have bought into so many stories from other people, from society, from cultures, from different industries that limit us. And, you know, maybe we don't need to buy into those anymore. Maybe we can choose something different. Maybe we can decide to take a different action now, because it's always in the now moment, right, that we can change our lives. So so the question comes, you know, for me, I'm thinking now, okay, so what do I want? What direction do I want to go to now? You know, we can't necessarily change the past, but that we can change the present and the future. So where do you want to go? So think about that and really get the feeling of that, you know, and know that it's possible. It's absolutely possible. And so, you know, it's about asking yourself questions like, okay, what would it take for that to show up? What is the next step that I need to take? And how can it happen with more ease? And who do I need to speak to make this happen? Who is a resource for me? You know, start thinking outside the box and really start thinking about how the universe is supporting you. Right, Donna, what do you think?
Absolutely. And I think one of the other things that I would do, I mean, if we were sitting in class right now, I'd be telling everyone, and you know, I always say when you're listening to this show, I would totally tell you that you should take out a piece of paper and a pencil and you should get ready to start writing. And what I would say for this one is I would take a piece of paper, like a loose leaf page of paper, and I would actually have it folded in half. And in one column on the left side, I would write down, you know, things that I can't do, literally. And then I would ask yourself after you've written a few of them down, because there's things your whole entire life that you've actually said, I can't do that. I can't do that. I'm not good at that. I'm no good. I'm, you know, most people say it to me when they're talking about like creativity or drawing, like very often it automatically flows out of a lot of people's mouths. But whatever it is, and even if it's just the top three or five things that come up, and then after you've written them down, ask yourself, is it true? You know, where did I get that from? Is it changeable? Is it forever? Is it real? Like those kinds of questions, and start to really shift some of those places where you've already decided that you can't do something. I have found that 98% of the time, it's not remotely true. So that's a great place to know where to get rid of that sort of, or begin. I mean, it's an invisible barrier that truly blocks you, and it's something that you can get rid of. So, yeah. So with all of the asking questions and coming, getting clear on the fact that you can break that glass ceiling, there's also the idea of, you know, just looking at some of the things that basically tell you that you've told yourself is a ceiling, is a wall for you, and start asking yourself, is it really true? And then you could start to really, right from there, recognize the fact that you can make changes right away, just in your thoughts alone, to make that different. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I love it because, you know, there are so many things, because when you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, okay, how many things have I said that I can't do that? I can't do that. I can't do that. Yeah, quite a few. And, you know, some things, yeah, okay, I can't sing, but but if I really, really wanted to, I could take singing lessons. You know what I'm saying? So nothing is really a no. You know, it's okay, maybe not right now, but if I do this, then yeah, I could do that. Do you see what I'm saying? It's like nothing is I can't. It's more of a well, I've never done it before, but it's worth a shot. It's worth a try. Who can I bring into my corner to help me to do this if I need help with it? And that's something I think that a lot of people don't do, is ask for help, ask for support, look at the resources. So, you know, singing is one of those things. I know I would love to sing. My voice is not the greatest, but I know that that can be changed. I know I can take singing lessons. I know I can take voice coaching lessons and do a lot of practice, and then I would be able to do it. I know that, right? So that's one thing that I have recently changed in my thinking of what I can't do and what I really can, you know, if I so choose. So that's the same thing with, you know, a lot of women in business. There are some things that they think they can't do. One thing is like finances. Another thing is like computer stuff, technical stuff that they can't do. And honestly, you can. there's nothing stopping you. Sometimes it just takes learning some new skills and getting some help with that at the beginning, but then yes, you can do it. So I love this idea of writing things down that you think you can't do, and then really asking yourself, is this really true? And what else is possible? And is this changeable? Can I change it? And who can I get to help me to do this, you know? So that's a wonderful place to start. So empowering. Thank you for sharing that, Donna.
Oh, and you went with it. No, it's great. It just, I mean, I have found that it helped me in many areas. And then the other piece of that is, and there is a second piece, is if there is something that you truly can't do, let's just say, I mean, that doesn't, you know, just because you've decided that you can't, or, I mean, you might not be getting ready to go be, you know, an Olympic gymnast. I mean, that might not be something that is going to be in your repertoire of skills this, you know, in this 10 years or something along those lines. But if there's something that you'd really love to do, there's also very often pieces of it, if there's something you'd like to accomplish or a place that you'd like to get to, that you might be able to get other people to do. So, for example, I mean, if I own a publishing company, that doesn't mean I have to know the ins and outs of everything about publishing, but it does mean that I have to be willing to access the resources and the people who do so that they can cover the pieces that I can't, right? So when it comes to the places where we've decided that we can't do something, sometimes it's also because we're looking to have every single answer and think that we know this specific amount of information that isn't truly required. It's just this story that we tell ourselves. It's like most people don't have all that information before they open their business or before they take that step. You look at Branson or, you know, whoever, you pick any person who, Tony Robbins, it doesn't make a difference, Warren Buffett, it doesn't make a difference who you choose to look at. Every single one of them will tell you, don't get stuck in the minutia of trying to convince yourself that you need to know the in and out of every single piece of this.
Yeah.
You need to begin to take action towards that every day. And that could mean starting to talk to the people who know the ins and outs of doing it, surrounding yourself with the people, hiring the people, but at least you're taking steps towards the action. And many people get stuck like a deer in the headlight, which because they believe, they get overwhelmed and they believe they have to know all of these details. And that's a lie. Like, that's not really a truth. So if there is something that you can't do, the question becomes, well, who can, that I can surround myself with and get into my corner to still make this possible, right?
Yep, absolutely. And that's the thing. It's like we also cannot do everything that's required. You know, sometimes, I mean, you know, we just don't have enough hours in the day to do everything. That's why we have a support system, a support team, other people that we can turn to take on certain tasks that we, you know, takes us much longer, right? So yeah, we can still do it, but really, where can we use our resources more efficiently, right? Where are our talents better suited somewhere else? You know, sometimes, you know, you know, technical stuff I can do it all. I can create pages, I can do all sorts of editing, but it takes me longer than it takes somebody else, right? So I am better at doing other things and then outsourcing that other stuff that takes me longer to somebody else. But so I don't have to be able to do everything. I just need to know that it's being done and that it's being done in a way that works for the bigger picture. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think one of the things that you have to also be willing to do, and I think we most likely will talk about it after break, is you have to be willing to let go of controlling every single step. As you talk about saying some of that, it's sort of, you know, that you said two things that come up after what you just said. I mean, one is the idea of, very often we might say, no, I'll just do the page. I know how to do it. But then you might spend 10 hours doing a page that it could have taken someone else an hour to do. And that in that 10 hours, you could have made $10,000, right? So, or more, you know, like, so that's money that you're not getting because you're so focused on, well, I'm going to do this page. I'm going to do it myself because it'll save me $500 or $100 or whatever it might save you in hiring someone else to do it, when in the scheme of things, it actually won't. It's actually taking away from something that you do so very well that would create so much more for you in that time. So there's really some things that we need to ask ourselves. And very often when we don't let other people do it, we're not letting other people do it because we have this need to control those steps. We want to do it. We do it better. And we'd have to also then get out of the judging of other people and are they doing it as well, and just get focused on that big picture and make sure that we all get there, because it doesn't have to be the same way that you would want it to be. It just has to get you to the same place, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, that can be difficult for a lot of people because, you know, like I've said before, we are sometimes recovering control freaks, right? So how do we relinquish that control, right? It has to do with trusting the people that we surround ourselves with, trusting that they are going to do what, you know, they've promised to do and that they have our back and that they are in alignment with our vision for whatever it is that we're doing, our company, our enterprise, our project, whatever it happens to be, and that we're on the same page, you know, and that we're all moving forward and we're, you know, constantly and consistently working on moving forward with our goals. And that's, I think, one of the biggest things where we falter is like we get stuck, like you said, in the minutia, and then we don't move forward. And then we wonder why, right? And we wonder, why am I not going where I want to go? Because we're stuck in the minutia, and that's where we have to let go of control and trust that it will all fall into place if we have the, you know, the systems in place, right? And so maybe that's something we need to talk about too, about systems and what that looks like and how that can be to our benefit.
So when we get back, we're going to talk about comfort zones, taking risks, and systems getting into place, letting go of control. Those are some pretty huge topics if we want to get past that glass ceiling. We'll be back right after these messages.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, join us, Lisa Berry and Michelle Carter, every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for the Mindset Makeover, What's Possible? Get ready to become present, clear and unstuck, and start living fully, led by your heart. While you listen and feel this transformation through vibration of word, sound, and song, you'll open up to what's possible and experience your shift.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you for being with us after those messages. We're so happy to be here. So we left off talking about the idea of leaving your comfort zone, letting go of control, being willing to take a risk, and setting up systems. And I'm hoping that within the next 30 minutes, we're going to be able to cover all of that. Let's start with the idea of getting out of your comfort zone, and the reason why I mention it that way first is because I'm not sure you can do some of the other steps without that. So
yeah, mm-hmm.
We talked about, or Shefali talks about, and she laughs as she says it, but it's very true, being a recovering control freak, right? Like you're trying not to do that mm-hmm. anymore. You try to let go in some places and it becomes really hard. The truth of the matter is, without being willing to be able to do that, it becomes harder to get out of the minutia. It also becomes harder to get past the things that you've said that you can't do. You know, you kind of get stuck right there. You're trying to control even the outcome, and the way to control the outcome is to keep things kind of the way you know that it's going to be. So, So if you could step out of that and step into being willing to take a risk, it does require you to leave your comfort zone. I mean, that comfort zone, this is a cliche, people say it all the time, or cliche might not be the right word, but it does fly out of everyone's mouths often. We love to stay in our comfort zones. And I truly, honestly believe when I think about it, as I was just writing a chapter for one of the books that Shefali and I are going to have coming out, hopefully at the beginning of next year. And I was literally writing about the idea of sometimes it seems in hindsight that some of the most difficult situations that myself or my clients or anyone I know has ever, or family or friends have ever gone through, they're these terrible situations, and or we would define them that way. I find that sometimes they seem to be the only way that we would actually leave our comfort zones. It's almost like your launch rocket, because very often these are situations that completely change your life. They bring you to another place that you might not have considered, often make you look at the beliefs that you have or the decisions that you've made or what it is that you truly, really want to do, and often also seem to be situations that you sort of reconnect, question your belief systems related to God or spirit or source or universe or whatever it is that your belief system is, and has you at the end of it all reconnecting in a way that's stronger and brings you to another level. So as much as we love our comfort zones and we'd love to avoid all of those things, it does seem like sometimes those crises that we do have are life events that are in our path that are just almost designed, that we could be grateful for, that force us to just, you know, launch right out of those comfort zones. And we might not have ever made those choices or recognized what we are capable of if those situations never even came up, right? Do you know what I mean?
I do, absolutely. And, you know, I'm also of the mindset too, because this is just how I am. I get bored in my comfort zone. So, you know, I like to take risks. I like to jump in feet first or head first, you know, with it almost feels like free falling, but not quite, because I know that at the end there's a net. There is always a net there. And so there's no real danger I find for myself when I do this, but I do it all the time, you know, and it's about facing that unknown, facing that, you know, that lack of control and embracing it and then going with the flow. And I know that sounds really woo-woo and esoteric, but it really comes down to, you know, when you're faced with a situation where you have to make a change, where something is totally different and you have to jump. Do you jump or do you hold on to something old, you know, with the holding on for dear life kind of feeling? With me, I jump. I jump and then I say, you know what, we're going to see this is an adventure. We'll see what happens and we're just going to go with the flow and it will all work out. And, you know, it's funny. It always does. And the funny thing is, I've said this so many times and it's always worked out so that now my husband cannot roll his eyes anymore, because it's like, you know, there's too many examples of that. So it's like, yes, it will all work out. But, you know, not everybody can do that. And, you know, it's a risk, right? Life is a risk. I'd rather play the risk game than to play the safe game. I was playing it safe for a very long time and I was not happy. So I'd rather take a risk, follow my dream and go beyond what my dream is to the unknown, you know, and see what shows up, see what comes up. But I have, you know, I usually have some idea of where I'm going, a little bit of an idea, not always. I don't have all the plans and all the steps and all the parts figured out. But it's one step at a time. And for me, that's been magical. And so how do you do that, right? And it comes down to asking yourself questions again. Like, you know, it always comes down to asking yourself questions. Do I want this? Or, you know, does this make me feel good? Or when you're forced into a situation, even then ask, okay, this is what's happening. How can I make the best of it? You know, what can I do to make it easier on myself? What can I do to, you know, lift myself out of sometimes a negative situation and see the positive in it and really thrive in that area even, you know? I know we're talking really general and theoretical, at this point, but it's having that mindset. And that's what we talk about living with moxie is being outside, playing outside the lines, you know, really going for something that you want, even sometimes going for something that you don't know what you want, but it's just a feeling, you know, you just get an idea of something, you know, and going for it without fear.
That's the other part of that's the other part of the control, Shefali. I mean, if you can't let go of control, yeah. I mean, at first we want to control the outcome. Like, it has to look like this when I'm done, and I can't let go of the thought that this is what it has to look like when I'm done. And you actually create something so amazing when you're willing to let go of that picture. And you can get the general idea of, you know, I'd like to create, you know, something that's going to help, you know, the most amount of people that I can around the world. And I'd like that to create $1 million or $10 million or $100 million or $1 billion for me. And I'd like to be able to use that money to help even more people, whatever. So you can get the energy of something. But when you focus on controlling every single detail of it, you begin to create and close up and solidify that ceiling again, because you won't let the flow of the energy create what's possible. You're trying to actually usually very often make it smaller than what's possible by controlling every detail of trying to make it look. And you said something, yeah. You said, you know, I don't need to know what it's going to look like after I know it's going to be, you know, I know it's going to be fine. And that's the part where people really get stuck, is the needing to know what it looks like, I think, after.
Yeah. And, you know, that it takes practice, you know, and it takes doing it a couple of times to realize that you don't need to know what it looks like in the end. You just take it one step at a time. And in that, trust and follow that energy. You know, I know we're talking about energy again, but follow that energy that makes you feel good, that makes you feel excited, that makes you feel inspired, that makes you feel like, you know, I got to get up in the morning and do this because I really, really want to do this, you know. It fills you with joy, and it fills you with, you know, so much energy that you just, you're never tired, you know, and it just keeps going. And that motivation and that impulse is what is going to help you to let go of those feelings of control.
So one of the things that also begins to become, I want to say, important is you have to be willing to become or be uncomfortable on a regular basis. If you're going to shoot for beyond the glass ceiling or beyond what you've thought about so far, getting comfortable with being uncomfortable on a regular basis is something that you could do. And you begin to do that by doing something that Shefali said earlier, is recognizing the fact that truthfully, like, the worst thing that could happen is that you fail, and failure happens all the time. And okay, so what does that mean? You're not going to die. You're not going to lose mm-hmm. who you are. You're not going to lose your integrity. I mean, you just choose again. You get up and you do it again. Like, that's what's the worst that could actually happen in that situation? And once you start playing out worst case scenario, it's a lot less scary, less scary, less scary, less scary. And you can gain a certain amount of confidence that, or more, you can get more comfortable with being uncomfortable, as crazy as that may sound. That is going to be one of the keys to getting you past that glass ceiling and recognizing how to create, or what you'd love to create, beyond what you've thought of so far. Does that make sense?
You know, I was sharing with somebody once, with a client about this, about, you know, what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that would happen? And I was sharing with them, you know, let's say I changed my whole model for generating revenue, and you know, what if I didn't succeed? What if I failed? And I was saying to him, what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that would happen to me if I failed? And I said, I remember saying to them, you know, it's not that I would die. It's not that I would end up on the street homeless. No, I would end up at my mother's house and she would cook and clean for me. That's not so bad, you know. And I was saying to them, you know, like, you know, the worst case scenario is never as bad as you think it's going to be. And so that kind of takes the pressure off when you realize that it's not do or die. You're not going to die if you fail. You're not going to end up, you know, homeless on the street if you fail. You know, something else is possible. And I just remember laughing so hard when I was sharing the story with them, because, you know, it's not so bad living at your mother and getting her to cook and clean for you. You know, it's like, she would do my laundry. She would cook for me. Like, that's an easy life. You know, it's like, there's nothing to worry about. You know, it's like, all right. So it kind of takes the pressure off. And then you can start to take that risk, you know, or start to free yourself from those limitations and start to think in a different way when you realize that there's not that much pressure after all, you know?
Absolutely. And I think that when we...
That pressure.
Absolutely. And I think that when we get back from break, one of the things we could also talk about is, you know, aside from getting, you know, playing out worst case scenarios, sort of like, okay, what's the worst that can happen? And then you realize it's not as bad. It's continuously nurturing your abilities and your self-confidence, because, you know, the more confident you are, the more you become not just like a bird that can fly, but, you know, that, or trust the branch that's holding it, but you become the bird that actually can rely on your own wings, and you don't worry about those things outside of you because you get it that you can do this. You can do this, and you see it over and over again. So we can talk about continuously nurturing your abilities and your self-confidence, which I think is very hard for people. I think very often we're taught to look at what we're doing, and we self-critical and often overcritical of our own selves. I know that I am always harder on myself than most people would be on me, as are many people. And mm-hmm. changing that habit to be more nurturing of your own abilities and building your own self-confidence and acknowledging your successes is another piece of this that takes practice, but will be life-changing for you. So after the next break, we'll begin right there. Looking forward to it. Be back right after these messages.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you back here. And we're really getting into the nitty-gritty part of what breaking the glass ceiling will require, or, you know, one of the things that is truly difficult for many of us, and that is the idea of nurturing yourself and your self-confidence and giving yourself credit when you've accomplished something. And that doesn't mean that it has to be this huge accomplishment either, by the way. You know, sometimes it's just about doing it each step of the way. You made a choice that feels good, and you followed that choice, and it really, you got a good feeling, something good showed up, you listened to your instinct, you went here, and then you wound up meeting someone. Like, those are all things that you should be acknowledging yourself for. Those are all little successes that remind you that it's not the branch that the bird lands on that you actually have to count on when you're choosing to have faith and confidence. It is your own wings. It's really you, you know. So one of the ways to do that is when I'm teaching a class or I'm working with a client, I very often will have them go back through their life and begin to one by one start to think about all of the times that they thought they couldn't do something and they did it, and then they got so excited and so proud of themselves. And we just start stacking from one moment to the other and bringing it inside and internalizing it. And then we truly realize at that moment that they've never let themselves down and they've always pulled through and they've been able to do it and they have a lot to be proud of. And if you chose to do that same task right now for 5 minutes where you keep stacking on those memories of those times, which are ones that we often push behind us and we tend to focus on the ones where that we've decided didn't work out that well, even though there's probably a treasure in them somewhere. When you stack those really successful moments, you realize you've had a lot more of them in your life than you think of. And you realize also that the most important thing is that you can trust you and you can do this. You can totally create what it is that you'd love to create. What do you think, Shefali?
Oh, I think that's a really powerful exercise. And it's something that we, like you said, we don't do, unfortunately. And, you know, we can, you know, it might take some practice. It might take some, you know, really some soul searching and some gut wrenching emotions, because we don't value ourselves enough. You know, we don't recognize what we have done in the past and what we're capable of. And as you start to write it down, you know, you will start to see more and more. And sometimes when you look at it, you're like, no, that was nothing, you know. But it's about acknowledging that accomplishment and, you know, praising ourselves for that. And it's going to be different for each person. You know, like what is successful for me is going to be different than what is successful for you. So another exercise that I like to share with my clients also is actually writing down all of the achievements, you know, and this could be, you know, skills. This could be, you know, workshops that you've taken or led, or, you know, like all of those things that you've learned, you know, and then as well as the things that you've done that you thought you could never do. It's like, what was successful to you? And ask that question for yourself. You know, what makes me feel successful? What makes me happy with what I've done? And just start writing everything down. And then, you know, you'll have like pages, because there really is more that you have done and been and experienced than you really give yourself credit for. And really nobody else is going to pat you on the back as much, or, you know, may not be as, not credible, but, you know, really make a difference than when you can actually see yourself. Because we tend to put ourselves down so much, right? But there's so much that we have done and experienced in our lives that we should be proud of, you know, that we should recognize, we should acknowledge. And part of that has to do with being grateful for who we are and grateful for our experiences. And, you know, I know you're probably laughing, Donna, because, you know, I always bring up gratitude, right? Gratitude and appreciation, appreciating who we are, you know, as we are, to see how far we've come sometimes. That's a big thing, too, seeing how far we've come.
I definitely wouldn't laugh at that, Shefali. I mean, in all honesty, I truly also believe that a lot of things, I mean, life changes when you live in gratitude. And I think that a lot of people don't necessarily, even though we say it, I am grateful, don't truly understand or connect with the energy of what gratitude and appreciation is. Mm-hmm. And the idea of appreciating even the uncomfortable, difficult times that you'd prefer not to have, the idea of finding something to appreciate in every moment, even the really bad ones, because there is so much to appreciate of, you know, when you don't want to look at those things that are really hard for you, being able to step outside and even appreciate the fact that a butterfly is so magically and well designed, and that that, you know, that the human eye is so detailed and can do so many things, and all of those things are just incredible things that no one could actually recreate on. Like, it's just magical almost and powerful, and we're so blessed to even be able to experience it and have it as part of a world that we're part of. And to be able to connect on that level is what I mean when I say appreciation and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And when you're able to be there all the time, you also start to contribute more, even when you feel like you don't have anything to contribute. And then you also start to create more and receive more. So it's sort of interesting. But I also, I am a true believer that gratitude and appreciation is a life-changing element when you truly function from that space.
Yes, I totally agree. It's been one of my, one of my tools, one of my cornerstones, one of my pillars of my success, whether it's personal, financial, or anything, has been that. And I am so grateful for so much. And it's it turns every day into a blessing. And I'm sure there's a quote about that somewhere, but it really does. Gratitude turns every day into a blessing. And when we see that life is a blessing, then we can start to really let go of those limitations that have been holding us back. And when we see that, these blessings are in our lives all the time, that life is a blessing, life is a gift, and that how much we appreciate ourselves for who we are even, then we know that so much more is possible. So we know that we can be and do and have whatever it is that we desire. And it's just about letting go of those limiting beliefs, letting go of that glass ceiling, breaking through it and saying, you know what, I want more. And just having that demand that I want more is going to help to break through that glass ceiling and help you to create more of the dreams that are anything beyond what you have had in the past. And, once you start to have those dreams and really feel into the energy of those dreams, you can make those come true as well.
Yeah, and I'm gonna close this part because I want to introduce our topics for the next coming weeks. But I think that I could sum that up by saying, you get what you think about. So if you're always thinking about the fact that you can fail or that you're lacking in some area, you're gonna see a lot more of failure and lack. And if you can really truly be someone who focuses on the things that you can appreciate, that you find beautiful, that you love, that are fun, that are joyful for you, you get more of that. And it comes down to, using your thoughts to help you create more in your life is so critical. I say it all the time. I've written about it. I'm going to write more about it in the future. It's definitely, definitely all part of this. And we can go on and on about the whole entire topic. And we might, because some of it might connect to what we're going to talk about next week. So next week, I'm really excited to tell everybody that we have Nilofer Safdar on our show coming on. And I've known her for about 5 years now. She's incredible. She's just an incredible woman. She owns a publishing company. She does all sorts of, works with many healing modalities, and she's written an incredible book called The Money Circle that did phenomenal when it came out, among other books and some projects that she and I have worked on together. And happy to be able to say that she is a friend of mine, and I'm so grateful that she will be on our show. And she's going to be talking about the essential elements of success, which is why I said we may just, continue or connect some of what we talked about today on next week's show. So next week with Shefali and I, we have Nilofer Safdar, the essential elements of success, October 25th at 7:00. That is going to be an incredible show. So if you don't know her, she's somebody you're going to want to know. And you can look her up and see what it is that is that she offers out there in the world, because there is a lot there. Do you want to add anything to that, Shefali?
Well, I'm trying to think. I've never really personally talked to Nilofer, but I've known about her for years. So I'm so excited to be able to talk with her next week, because, she is one of my inspirations as well. So it's going to be exciting to hear what she has to say. And she's done so much. So many different things that I've been watching for the past couple of years, and it's like, wow, really breaking those glass ceilings, and really creating beyond her dreams, I think. And she's a great example for all of us to be successful and choose more for ourselves.
Absolutely. She's a phenomenal creator. She's also someone who loves to empower other people to create and be successful. I'm honored and grateful that I was able to work on two books with her, and possibly another coming up in the future at some point in time, because she's brilliant and she's kind and she's, she's aware, and she chooses to create more and support others in their creation of more. And I, Shefali and I both love to surround ourselves with people who do that. And she's a woman who is from India. So, when she steps out and she becomes as publicly well-known as she is now, I mean, that's a huge step. So when we talk about breaking the glass ceilings, I would probably say she's got an example of two of some that she's broken in her life. And I'm looking forward to her sharing the essential elements of success with us. And then after that, Shefali, after next Thursday, it'll be our, I mean, next Tuesday, it'll be our last Tuesday, and then we're moving to Sundays, right?
Yes, that's the plan.
We're moving to Sundays so that Shefali doesn't have to do shows at 1 o'clock in the morning, because it's 1 o'clock in the morning in Vienna. So we need her to get some sleep.
No, it's almost two. I was like, oh goodness, you know, but I'm excited about that. I'll have more energy. Yay.
So the first Sunday in November, we're going to be moving to Sundays at 5 p.m. And I'm excited about that, too. So we'll be able to spend our weekends with you. Enjoy your week until next time, everybody. It was really great being here with you. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you,
everyone. And have a great one.
Yeah, exactly. Bye for now. See you next week.